A Canadian agricultural leader responds to the threat of U.S. tariffs today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
All-terrain vehicles have become standard equipment on farms and ranches. While useful for work, they're also recreational, but they can pose a safety issue for kids in particular. Make sure operators wear helmets and are schooled in safe use. High-speed crashes and rollovers can be avoided. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. President Trump has hit pause on his plan for substantial tariffs on Mexico and Canada after our two neighbors agreed to toughen border security. Tyler McCann, managing director of the Canadian Agri-Food Policy Institute, reflects on the situation.
Breaking trade is a bad thing. And I know that there's been some discussion in the United States that what we've seen and the threat of tariffs wasn't about a trade war. It was about a drug war. I have to say, but we've struggled to understand what that means in the Canadian context, because if you want to fight drugs and deal with legitimate health and safety issues from a drug perspective and a border perspective, tariffs won't fix that. Other actions will fix that.
McCann says trade volume between Canada and the U.S. is substantial, and the tariff issue is causing folks in Canadian agriculture to consider other trading options.
It certainly has an impact on Canada. We've felt this very strongly. It has brought Canadians together around this idea that there's a challenge there. But we also know that it's going to be bad for Americans too. And we really think that it's in all of our interests to find ways to revert this big challenge and this big breakdown in what has been a very reliable, safe, and meaningful trading relationship at the end of the day.
Tomorrow, an issue on our southern border. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.